Hi, this is Aaron, and you are listening to Family Rides Together. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us on Instagram at Family Rides Together so you can know exactly when we post the next podcast. Also, if you want to see some unbelievable art and animations, you can follow Alan's Instagram at A Ghost Full of Sugar or his TikTok at Ghost Full of Sugar. And lastly, the music you hear before and after every episode is done by an amazing artist named Mac Zaidi, who you can follow on Spotify, Instagram, or YouTube. Now sit back and enjoy the chaos that is Family Rides Together. And welcome to the podcast. You're listening to Family Rides Together. Today it's me, Aaron, Eric across from me, Alan. Okay. And our dad, also Alan.
That's right.
That's him right there talking really quietly.
That is correct.
If you have never listened to us, what we do is we sit here and we ramble about whatever movie we decided to watch this week.
The ramble is a gamble.
Art.
Whether we're just going to have a good old time.
Are you on? Are you turned on? Oh, shit.
Sorry.
Alan wasn't turned on.
I guess that was my fault.
Yeah.
Engineer.
I said, yeah. Damn.
Sets everything up.
God. Fucking, you know what? Just fucking throw it away.
Scrap it. Start again.
Start everything again. All right. So this week we watched Stone Cold. That's the name of the movie. Stone Cold. From 1991.
Right. Starring Steve Austin. I don't know if you guys watch wrestling, but Steve Austin, Austin 316. He drinks a lot of beer. He smashes it on his head. A bald dude. He wears like a leather vest, no shirt, jean pants, and maybe some boots. I don't know. He appealed to like a...
Did he have boots?
Yeah, I would say he appealed to like a southern audience. I think.
I thought he was going to be in it. When
this was 91,
you
though.
Sent it, and I just read Stone Cold,
Hasn't
and I went,
around?
I don't know. I don't know wrestling. So I just thought, this must be a
Stone Cold movie.
A Steve Austin movie.
It's not.
And then I started watching it, and I was like, oh, I don't know who this guy is. And then I looked him up, and he's like a football player.
Yep,
he was
a football player.
Did your research.
I have no idea. Would you know who he played
the
for?
The Seahawks.
That's right. He was.
Oh,
he played for the Oklahoma Sooners.
Yeah, give us a little background on this guy.
Oh, yeah, Dad.
Yeah, you guys are too young to know who this clown guy is. But,
no clown.
He played for the Sooners, and then he was drafted by the Seahawks.
Who's he?
Brian Bosworth.
Brian Bosworth. Okay. Brian Bosworth was a very kind of obnoxious, self-promoting type of guy. And a lot of people didn't like him.
Right. He played a character. He had a persona.
Right.
And football, to promote like Dennis
himself.
Rodman.
Exactly. Yeah. And he promoted himself. And people didn't like him because he was very obnoxious.
Flamboyant.
Kind of,
outlandish.
And then, but he was really smart because he sold shirts that said, I hate Brian Bosworth. He sold shirts that said that or, something like that. Yeah, well, nobody knew he was selling the shirts. He just sold the shirts, and then people bought them who hated him.
He's getting money
off
of those.
So he was making money both ways, which was really smart. Except, when it comes to this movie, which didn't do very well because...
This was his very first feature
film. So I don't hold it against him because he's got the acting chops of, who's the guy that plays Drax. Basically, and I think that he could get better.
I disagree. I thought he was a better actor than Dave Bautista.
That's what I'm saying.
Whoa!
I mean, I think he was a better actor than most actors, which was surprising when I read that he was a football player. I was like, oh.
You mean like most...
famous actors.
You think that he could have had a
he
career.
Was like selling, I
like
don't think
bodybuilders and stuff like that? Because when you watch... Schwarzenegger's first movies, he's kind of dull, but then he does get better because he finds his feet, right? But
well, in Schwarzenegger's first movie, they dubbed
his English
it, dubbed
better.
His voice.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
I mean,
hey.
It's kind of like I guess I could compare his acting to, I guess like Dolph Lundgren, but he's like better than Dolph Lundgren at this time. But Dolph Lundgren got better at acting as he progressed.
So better of the action stars of the 80s.
Yeah.
Well, mid-'80s
to 90s.
You're saying better vehicle, he could have had a better career in this genre instead of, because I don't remember.
He's not in a lot of things.
I think get rid of the mullet.
Well, yeah, that says 90s.
Keep the sunglasses. I like those. He looked cool in those.
Get rid of the Speedo.
No, keep that. That's terrific stuff.
Yeah, but I agree with what you were saying off air, which was I just think it would have been more believable if we had a reaction to the Speedo.
Yeah, the guy.
Why did he not say anything about it?
That guy just walked in and was very natural about it.
All he was talking about was, oh, you look tired.
Yeah.
And here's, I have breakfast.
He didn't say you're underdressed or anything.
He didn't say, like, I could see your dick and balls.
And he doesn't make adequate kind of referral in his eye usage.
That's, yeah, right. He should have done more comedic kind of a.
Yeah, which I've seen that actor.
The cop is more distracted.
I've seen him as, you know, like, do more comedic stuff, and he was just so.
Yeah.
The cop was more distracted by the naked lady that appeared. He was like, like shocked.
Yeah, well, he was less about like, oh, you have a dog.
And never looked
which
at
was
it.
The Komodo dragon covered in the.
They only had the Komodo dragon for like a 30-minute time frame.
In the middle?
They brought him in.
No, this was like 10 minutes
into
the movie.
He was in the beginning, and then he was later, wasn't he?
No, the Komodo dragon was in one scene.
He gives him the food, and then the scene where they cover him in the thing.
Yeah, but you don't really see him in that.
Right, but you know he's there.
Yeah, you know he's there, but what I mean is like they only had him for like 30 minutes. They could only film so long.
Did you look that up?
No, I'm just saying. Like that's what it seemed like.
Right.
Because they didn't actually... Because I was thinking that like, oh, he's going to have that shocking moment to the Komodo dragon.
Or maybe
he's
going to undo it.
But he has the shocking moment to a naked lady, like which I was like, oh, he's never seen a...
Maybe
he does say... He's like, he does say like, oh, you haven't seen a naked woman before? And he's like, not that awesome.
No, he says, you ever seen one of those before?
And what does he say?
And I'm like, oh, this woman's an object to him.
Yeah. And
I'm
then
like,
he says,
a little insight.
Yeah. And then
but
he says,
then,
not
you
built
know,
like
she
that.
Was.
But then
she
says, not built like that or something like that.
Yeah, not built like that. And then he's like, he's making like weird grunt. He's
and
making
he
like dad
upset.
Noises
maybe
when he sees
was,
a woman. He just makes
maybe
like
he
weird
was
grunt
to,
noises.
That was
like,
true.
Maybe he was referring to the guy's reaction to it. Like, he was seeing her as an object, not as a person. Otherwise, he would treat her like a person and realize, oh, sorry, ma'am, whatever. But he was just,
he did turn around, I think.
No, he turned around
and
said,
well, you never seen one of those? Like, he was making a joke.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, and then immediately right after that, he's like super sweet to her. He's like, come on, baby, you got to get up for work. And, you know, and then he's like, say hi to. She's so nonchalant about just being butt ass naked in front of her.
Yeah.
If I was built like that, I would be nonchalant about being butt ass naked.
If you were built like that, I'd be a little worried.
What was the action movie?
I'd be a beautiful lady
with a bald head.
There was like I want to say it was like a director. He always had chicks with tits.
What was it? The one we watched?
Yeah, we watched one of those.
We didn't. Why?
This movie reminded me of
the podcast. That would have been amazing.
It reminded me of a Trauma / one of those.
What was that movie
called? It's not as gory, but like the opening scene was so I don't know, absurd to me.
That opening scene reminded me of like a RoboCop scene.
Do you want to back up and?
But RoboCop set in an alternate reality,
kind
right?
Of, it's like a more futuristic.
Yeah, I get
80s,
that.
Yeah,
well, Detroit's. Looked like that then, and it looks like that.
Well, it's
kind of
like
so.
It's like Dread. It's you know what I mean? Like it's like realistic. There's some future aspect to it, but it's still a pile of shit.
Yeah, but Dread was actually in a kind of a futuristic where everybody lived in the same.
Actually, they
building.
Do that. They do that in like Japan and stuff like that. There's certain areas of.
Well, that's because there's no room. In
I remember
Tokyo.
The titty movie you're talking about.
All right, let's go back to the titty movie.
And it's called...
Let's go back to the titty movie.
Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Yes. saw part. Oh, I saw
that's
that
the
one.
Opening theme.
Do you want to back up and
that's
tell
the
premise of the story?
Okay, yeah. I would love you to.
A suspended police officer, Brian Bosworth, who... does it his own way, I guess, and that's why he got suspended, is recruited by the FBI to go undercover into a biker gang.
Recruited, you mean blackmailed.
Why was he?
He was blackmailed. And we were talking over.
Why
the
was
thing.
He
we
blackmailed?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he offered to get him back on the force, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they said, "Come help us with that, and we'll negate your 3 week suspension."
It's not very
three
long.
Weeks, that's
3 weeks.
That's it. Right. And so then he's like, "Nah, fuck yeah, fuck you. I'll take the 3 weeks." And then he's like, "Okay, well, we can turn it into 6 months."
Oh.
And he's like,
"Okay, I got
that's blackmail." And he's like, "The FBI doesn't believe in blackmail. I don't know what you're talking about." And then
they don't believe
he
in blackmail.
Is forced to do it.
Hey, was it a paid suspension? Did they say
probably.
That?
Probably.
I don't know.
If it was a
they
paid
never
system,
mentioned it.
If it was a paid suspension, it, take it.
That's he's like, oh, 6 months? Yeah. Make it a year.
Spits
what
in
is
the
that
captain's
from?
Face.
Yeah. No, that, I don't know.
You just do it. It's just like Breakfast Club.
Oh,
I
yeah,
got you for a year.
Yeah, I got you.
I thought it was funny, the opening sequence when he's in the grocery store and the people are robbing the grocery store who go over the top. It's a grocery store. It's not a lot of resistance there, but they're shooting Nabisco products and everything.
I know, they're going so
hard
on it. And then when the dude comes in and starts, and Brian Bosworth starts fucking everything up, that dude's like, I'm going to kill this bitch. And all I'm thinking is like, dude, just leave. Like, it's not worth it.
Right. It's a few $100s.
How much would they have gotten from a grocery store? Some thousand?
At that time,
well,
probably.
It depends on the grocery store, but I imagine, I don't know how many registers. Let's do the math.
Only under 1,000. It was like, what, night? No, it was morning. Was it?
They loosely, they probably have, what, $300 to $500 a till that are open at the time. And if there's 12 tills.
And then there's always a thing in the back
or whatever.
Or under.
And then there's a little extra money in the back, like another couple thousand or something.
Back
like that.
Or they put it
they have
safe,
a lot of
like,
money
in the
safe.
With change,
they have,
yeah.
Sometimes they have safes in the floor.
I know where Stater Brothers keeps theirs. Yeah, it's upstairs in the office.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean,
but
yeah.
It's in a safe up there. But they have a lot of money in grocery stores, but I don't know if that grocery store had that kind of money in it.
Did they
I
even mean, get any money? They grabbed like a few $100s before shit went down?
No, they just were, you know, they had the guy collect the money. And then they all had guns that were worth more than the money they were getting out of the till. I don't.
So how would you do it?
How would I do what?
How would you rob the grocery store?
I would have gone in with, you could go in with a handgun and just go, give me the money. Okay, you put it in a sack. You put it in a sack.
Well,
you'd be gone in 2 minutes. Instead,
they're sitting around
the whole time, and it's lingering. Like, what are you doing there?
Yeah, they're fucking
around. They got too greedy.
The part I didn't understand was, like, okay, he didn't do anything. He was in the grocery store, and he knocked out all the guys, you know.
Do you think
and then the cops showed up, and they were like, oh, now you got to explain this. And it's like, I was grocery shopping, and these guys came in, and
I didn't go out of my way.
I knocked them out, and that was it. I'll see you guys later.
They don't believe that shit.
You know?
He's wearing that leather getup he was wearing. He looked like
those coats
like
were very popular back then.
Or something. I don't know what he was wearing.
Matt had one of those coats.
With the fucking shoulder? I was like...
One of those long coats. Remember on Always Sunny? What's his name? Got
the
one.
Duster?
I would say there's multiple Always Sunny.
Yeah, but it was
different.
Sunny.
It was,
like,
it
just had
folded
thing.
Over.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
then,
but it had a little
then
extra.
The shoulders were like sharped out.
Yeah.
And then there were separate little patches.
Yeah, that was... You know, that was extra.
It was so weird. I was looking at it going...
He wore a lot of questionable things.
Well, it's like initially watching the movie, I was like, is this take place in the future? That's what my brain thought.
It might, because there's such absurd shit that happens that maybe this is some weird future or alternate universe where the crime is... was that a fart or a sneeze?
Both.
Lie to me. Oh.
I don't know.
It was a snort. Yeah.
Just an elephant noise.
Yeah, so, I mean, those guys weren't connected to the biker gang, right? They had
no
affiliation.
Nothing to do with anything.
So that just means that there are crazy motherfuckers that are just willing to go
around.
Hyped up. Maybe there's some new drug. Oh,
new
actually,
P2P?
They do talk about the drug in this movie.
P2P, yeah.
In a vial. And he even says how like potent and crazy it is because they go to smell it, the Italian dudes, and he's like, I wouldn't smell that if I were you.
Well,
like,
is P2P a real thing? Look it up.
No,
there's no way.
Exactly.
But
so,
here's what I want to know is maybe it's just sort of the
look it up.
Mixture that, you know, that people use to make some other drug.
It sounds like PCP, right? And we know PCP makes people fucking insane, you know, right? Going around hulking out, jerking off on, old ladies.
So it seemed like the biker gang was on the entire time. So when cut to them, they were just wilding out.
So maybe they were the big corruption in the area. Well, and so then you had that runoff, which he ran into at the beginning. Yeah. But it's not explicitly So I'm giving the movie too much credit.
I thought we'd see more of was the mobsters or the Italian, whatever they were.
Yeah, they're supposed to be Italian.
They're supposed to be like their rival gang, but we barely got to see them at all.
Yeah, apparently that.
And what I was thinking they were going to do was
probably cut them out.
Is connect the mobsters to Whipperton, and they were paying him to crack down on the biker gang to loosen their grip on the city, so then the Italians can come in. And
did you get like an evil vibe?
That's what I thought was going to happen, but then there were so many different elements occurring at the same time.
They're not connecting them. That's why we don't enjoy the story instinctively when we watch it.
Yeah, I didn't start enjoying it until the end.
There's no aha moments of connection that we get to solve or solves for us.
I'll bet you. Yeah. I'll bet you that actually was in the plot line, and they probably filmed it and cut it out.
I bet they filmed more fucking Komodo dragon scenes too, and they cut those out because the dragon was just not fucking
Komodo dragon. I bet they filmed more tit scenes and cut those out too.
I don't think so. I think they put every single tit scene they filmed.
That's right. There was a girl playing pool with.
There was just like
out.
Random nippies everywhere.
Yeah,
random nippler.
That is
a drink every time there's a titty on screen. Take a shot.
Yeah.
Well, take a shot.
Okay, let's
drink.
Okay, yes.
What were you saying, Aaron? You started saying something.
Did you get an evil vibe from Whipperton?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I thought he was going to... Exactly. I thought he was going to be on the end.
Right.
I kept saying it throughout the movie, but...
he kept, like, smirking. Kept doing, like...
Yeah. What does this guy know?
What does this guy know?
The DA. And he's like, they call him Whip.
Yeah.
Whipperton. I thought he'd get more screen time. I thought we get so many more. There was probably a 2-hour movie in this hour and a half movie.
Yeah, they cut it down, I'm sure.
And we wanted more Boswell.
Release the Snyder cut.
Bozo Boswell or something?
Bozo Boswell.
I don't know. Who?
I think he should be in the Marvel movies.
As what?
Who?
He's probably. How old is he now?
Adam
60?
Warlock.
Who?
Brian Bosworth.
He's younger. I mean, he's probably 50.
He looks.
Can we get?
I looked him up now. He looks pretty
rough.
Pretty good.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's pretty rough visual. Like his face. I mean, I'm sure his body still looks good. But
is he like leathery tan?
That's because he spent a lot of time outside. Yeah.
No, you can tell from that sun bleached hair. Yeah.
Here, Aaron, bring up an image of him.
What I remember about Boswell,
sun bleached hair. You know,
it's it's like white or gray or something. It doesn't look that too bad. Like. I don't know. I didn't see enough photos.
I mean, now. I was talking about
in the movie. Yeah. He's
got like a muscle, Venice Beach.
He had a very feathery. I mean, it took a long. I don't know who was doing his hair, but I don't think he was doing his hair.
Oh, he looks fine.
I mean, his hair was like this.
What? He looks cool.
Oh, he looks better now.
Yeah, he looks like a gruff, cool.
Oh, no, yeah, he looks good in those photos. This, he looked bad in the photo
shit.
I saw.
Is this really him?
Yeah, that's him, motherfucker.
Dude, he looks fantastic.
He looks like great. Fucking Mr. Incredible.
Dude, yeah, he could totally play a superhero, you know? Or something.
You know what?
This one was 2014. Old man version. Okay. This was 7 years
ago. Give me an old man version.
All right, look up 2021. Do we
have one? That's... Eric, give me an old man version of a character he could play. Or somebody's father or something. He could play kings. There's a bunch of gods, you know, in the Marvel Universe. He could play one of them.
Oh, there you go, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I think we'll have to see.
There's like no photos.
Gotta wait for the seven-year eclipse.
You want to see if he's still acting?
He is.
I think he is.
That's tight. We should go through his...
Forging Texas, Battle of San Jacinto.
Oh, we should totally watch that.
Jacinto.
Oh, fuck you.
It's not San Jacinto.
Hey, you corrected me on the Shang-Chi the other day.
We have
did I correct you?
You were right. Shang-Chi.
No,
you
I asked if
you were right. No, you were right.
Oh, okay.
I watched the trailer like 70 times over the last couple days because it kept
I was correcting
up.
Myself.
Yeah.
Shang-Chi.
Yeah, instead of Shang.
Shang-Chi. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to keep looking. You guys talk about the
thing. Okay, so
I refuse to talk. I plead the
fifth. When he at the very beginning when he takes care of those guys robbing the convenience store, I didn't when he throws the last guy who has the woman hostage and he throws that can over And the dude's reaction is just like freaks out and shoots it. And I'm like, the guy, all I'm thinking is like the shotgun blast that close to someone's face.
There was a lot of that.
Would deafen them permanently.
Yep.
Yeah, they didn't care.
They did that later on in the movie too.
And then
yep.
And then he shoots it and then he starts running or whatever, he like whatever happens and he starts running. And he slips on the...
I don't know what he shot... Like,
that was his plan? He knew it? The guy was going to fucking banana slip on the...
What's funny is he threw the can on the floor. The guy shot spaghetti or something. You know, he was like way off, like, what's he shooting at?
Oh, we didn't even shoot that?
So they just basically didn't establish it enough for us to say, oh, yes, that's believable. They should have established some liquid coming out. Then it would have made it more believable that he slips.
Exactly. They should have emphasized the liquid. Instead, they just... He just easily slips on whatever the fuck, and I'm just like...
I'd also like to point out that his... Here? That his
was just lying in
it. Just looked Pratt folly.
Oh, and he knocked the guy... Or the guy... Did the guy slip and fall into the cans of Coke?
Yes.
Or did he knock him into the cans of Coke? He just slipped.
No, he slipped and he slipped and flew in.
He started to run or something.
Those,
right?
All those cans,
he like flips into it.
They used the sound from the cans in the original take. They all sounded empty. It sounded stupid. They all sounded empty. I don't know. That's a small thing, but it kind of just annoyed me. Plus the fact that his catch line or his funny line was clean up in aisle 4.
Yeah, I read that.
I mean, that was like. Dude,
but clean up on aisle 4. That was
Scotty. He didn't add his own flavor.
What
to
he should
it,
have so. Now, I had a catchphrase for him
that
I used while we were watching the movie,
okay,
and it said, "You just got stoned."
Oh, that's right.
He should.
Yeah, but we don't know his name by then.
Yeah, his name was.
But he doesn't say it at that. Did he say it before that?
No, but he. I was doing it later on in the movie when his name was. What was his name?
Oh, you think he should have said that later?
Dad's like Mac.
Get your rocks off.
Dad's like,
oh yeah, he says that, and they're like, that doesn't. That's not a pun. That doesn't
dad's
work
like
with
Mac
the moment.
From It's Always Sunny.
And it would have gone with the moment.
Speaking of Mac,
that whole beginning scene though reminded me. I told you before that episode of It's Always Sunny where they have those. That experience of the convenience store being robbed. That's what that beginning part reminded
me of. It
was
just insane.
And then he says. Clean up on aisle 4, which is again what that you know the whole like say cheese, kind of shit like that from that.
Right? No, like it would have made more sense if you took a photo of him while you were saying it, rather than he's like.
So I took a photo. Yeah.
what is
And then you guys are talking about the duster, and then also Mac's dad, the actor Mac's dad is in the movie.
He's in the movie.
Now we know why he went to jail.
He died in this movie.
Do you think he should have
blown the fuck up?
Do you think he should have said something like, clean up the scum on aisle 4 or something like that?
No.
He should have said it into the intercom over the thing. That would have been funny.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What do you got to say to yourself? Hold on one second.
Like,
he walks
over. No, he should have been right next to it, and he just pulls it right into frame.
Wait, how do I
like,
use this?
And then just drops in and walks out.
How do I, what button do I push? Do I push one? I push one? Okay.
Yeah.
It's
clean up
star.
Yeah.
She's all. They have a whole conversation. Which button do I push? She's like, I don't know what to push.
What's the fucking?
Yeah,
button?
I just
tell me the
intercom.
Fucking button. I just want to say something right before I forget. Hurry up.
What he's like, it's fucking over. Yeah. Moment's ruined. Fuck you. I'm going back to my
he's
3 weeks.
Right, you got to clean up.
His outfit when he was making his food for his dog was unrealistic. That was the most ridiculous.
He looked like Arnold's wife in Total Recall. I forgot her name, the actress.
Yeah.
But it looked like he was like
Sharon
doing yoga.
Stone.
Yes,
that was Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone. It looked like he was doing yoga or something right before this.
He had a sweatband.
Yeah, and he's like, he had a low cut.
This was early in the morning, and he made sure everything matched.
It's
his
headband
and his weird... shirt match.
Something
like,
is something
yeah like the wide
out.
Cut collar
yeah
that came out to the shoulders basically so you saw
like...
the top of his chest and his whole neck and everything
was
you know, you're just like huh
was I was like that's
at what point
that's
Eric,
pajamas
at one point in that thing did you realize he wasn't going to eat that
huh
at what point did you realize he wasn't going to eat it
like
the smoothie
I was honest I thought he was. I thought he was going to eat it.
I thought he was going to do it until he poured it in a bowl. All
the stuff down because I was like in awe. I was like, "This is amazing."
Yeah, is this a good workout smoothie? I need to try. That's what I was thinking.
I think he was trying to kill.
But also, our Komodo dragon's supposed to eat that kind of shit anyway. No. Potato chips, and like fucking
Snicker bars, and everything else. Yeah,
there's no way this was.
Yeah, I think he's trying to kill his fucking
Komodo dragon. Was like. I'm not eating that shit. Yeah, he would not eat it. And then he lifted it up and he's like, you gotta fucking eat your...
You gotta eat your paste.
He's not good with animals, for sure.
Did he say a name for his pet? God damn it, man. Missed opportunity.
I don't know.
Should have been like...
I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
What was his name?
Biggles.
Smaug. Okay. I don't know. I
think of a dragon. He's a real big Hobbit fan.
Yeah, he's like reading Hobbit.
He's a huge Hobbit fan.
His cop name was Joe Ruff or something. What was it?
Oh, his real name, Joe Huff.
Huff.
Joe Huff.
Joe Huff.
Compared to John Stone. Is that right?
John Stone?
What's his fake name?
That's his fake name. They're so
Oh, yeah, it wouldn't have made sense they're so to say Stone still, Cold like, really at the beginning. Close. It wasn't his name at the time.
I know. Later. You got Stone. Not Stone Cold.
Stone.
You got Stone.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have made sense.
Yeah, but okay, he should have said it after he like had bashed someone in the head with a rock. Then it would have been like double like, my last name Stone. Or Stone.
Yeah, then you got to explain Stone. That.
Yeah, then he says it after he bashes his head. Yeah.
You know, because
like,
I have a Stone. And then you got stoned.
And then you're stoned. And you're also high when I bash your head in.
And the cops? Oh, so they recruit him to get into this game.
We're explaining the story still.
They have no idea. The FBI doesn't know anything about biker gangs, apparently. And they don't know where these people are. But they're holding a rally with a giant banner.
And they're fucking, it's a motorcycle.
Yeah, everybody's revving engines.
Shit, yeah, it's loud.
Right,
you're not sneaky at all. Like,
we can't figure out where these guys are.
There's so many times where he would go and rendezvous with the FBI agents, and he's just like, burr, 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 and I'm like, that's the loudest shit in the world. Like, everyone
and they
knows where that fucker is.
They had a compound.
The funny thing is this whole thing could have.
And there's like two dudes with AKs, like, watching. I'm like, that's it.
Can't find them. I don't know where
the whole end of the movie didn't have to happen because the FBI wanted to take them down for racketeering halfway through the movie.
Right.
And he was like, no, I can get them for more shit.
Well,
it's
he
like,
wanted to get the...
It's like, well, you just got a bunch of fucking people killed at the end of this movie now.
He did.
Right. Fuck. Yeah, people got murdered. But he wanted to get the Italian mob and
what do we
the
get
biker
both
game.
Of them? Yeah.
All together. What was the biker game's name?
And he also said it's too
Brotherhood.
Loose or something.
Just
the Brotherhood, yeah.
Or the racketeering is too weak or something.
No, no, it isn't.
And I'm like, no, I think they would have just like...
Racketeering includes everything. It includes murder.
Right. He's just like, that's too weak.
It's everything. Like, it includes extortion, murder, drugs, everything. They have RICO now, which is...
So maybe in this alternate universe, I'm going to be the apologist for the film.
Oh, no need to apologize.
He's got to be.
That it is... A lower offense, right? Because crime is so crazy and the prisons are so overfilled that they can't.
Oh yeah, they sent the one dude to death.
Yes.
So maybe there was no space in the prison.
Well, he like
originally he got like, 45 years.
He only got 45 years originally, but it was a direct. Also, why did he shoot this priest?
That
I
was
don't
a
know.
Weird,
I
that was
context.
A very
that was handing
that
a
was
baby.
I wanted context.
He handed a baby back to somebody,
killing.
And then he.
He just
kills
walked
him,
in
then,
there and shot
and
the
then
guy.
And then the whole gang is upset that the dude's going to think. But then, like, other people are like, this ain't right. Like, our gang used to be like, we wouldn't kill people in cold blood.
Oh,
but
yeah,
then you're
had,
red,
this...
but you're excited about this
and
guy.
You're Nazis.
Like,
right.
Yeah,
what are you talking about? What group did you join? Did they just add those? Everybody was on set and they're like, I got these Nazi flags. They're like, what are you talking about?
They threw everything
I just
want
to hang them up.
Nazis,
yeah, I know.
White
it is
supremacists,
a mess of a gang. I
whatever.
Don't understand. Like,
I don't
some
know
people
what they
are like.
Yeah,
yeah, they're like, oh, we joined because they accepted us.
Their,
and then other people
was
like,
their emblem
I'm just
was
like
the,
being crazy. Yeah. And then other people, I'm like, what?
The emblem was the SS.
What's going on?
So they didn't. I mean, they thought about it. They thought about the Nazi thing.
Yeah,
so
they went out of their way to get a more obscure.
They weren't
symbol.
Not they obscure, didn't but, have skinheads. Yeah. They didn't do any of that. But the gutless guy. He's like makes a speech about how this isn't the gang that he joined when they killed the
girl. Bro, that dude killed the priest in cold blood.
Either and it's he doesn't know what Nazis are. He doesn't know.
Did you just show up or something? Did you join to roast marshmallows and make s'mores and camp outs and stuff? That's what he joined
Shane's
for.
Girl did.
Yeah, no, like.
I don't remember her name.
Jane's girl.
So
girl. Diane.
Are they trying to shift the name?
Girl. Huh?
Are they trying to like put Nazis in a good light now? Is that their goal? Like those people within the group, they're like, no, we want Nazis to stand for something good, and we're changing our ways, and we're, you know, like, wait, what?
Yeah. We just want white supremacy.
I honestly don't believe they knew what
he had, like a weed tat or a patch on his vest. I don't know if you saw that. It was a weed.
No,
it was a weed leaf. A gut. The gut guy, yeah.
Well, he was high, obviously, the whole time.
I was high when I said that.
I don't think they knew what their symbols stood for, honestly.
So they didn't know history, basically. Those people.
Yeah, I don't think that they had any idea.
It's odd, too, because Chains at the end, he's like, when, not at the end, but when Ice gets killed, and then he goes and they're going to, like, burn him like a bonfire.
Right.
And he's like, let's send him to Valhalla. And I'm like, okay, so he does read or something. He knows what Valhalla is.
He said that?
So there's, there's some semblance of intelligence. It's just, it's scattered.
That's probably because of the P2P that he's been.
I think they're smelling too much P2P.
That's what it is.
Or whatever, however they ingest it.
That was also probably a reference to being a Nazi. You know, like the whole Valhalla thing, because Hitler was into those, I guess, pagan religions, right, or the occult and stuff like that. Uh-huh. As well,
he was just trying to garner it all for himself.
And I think he saw them.
But he liked those, more than other things.
Yeah,
but
he would have kept that around.
No, they didn't.
Aaron, any thoughts?
No, I didn't.
Just sitting there.
No,
what do you think?
About Nazis?
Yeah.
No, whatever.
Good, bad, what do you think?
Yeah, what does it stand for?
Nazis? The acronym? Good or bad?
What does the acronym stand for?
Let's discuss.
Let's discuss.
Yeah. The whole gang was stupid. I mean, like, later on when there was that whole, like, slight romance between the two, which was weird. The whole movie, we were... like, what the fuck is happening?
O'Brien and the girl?
Yeah, like, what the fuck is happening? Because she's still a Nazi. And then later she is like, oh, you're a fucking cop. Like,
yeah, but
you're
he kills her earlier. Did she not believe him?
No, he didn't say what.
She goes,
are you a cop?
Are you a cop? And he goes, yeah, you got me. I am a cop.
Oh, yeah, maybe she just didn't believe it.
But he didn't say it sarcastically. He said it straight.
Yeah,
and so that's on her for not believing it.
Yeah, and then later she's like,
or on the script because of his bad acting, he didn't convey the right.
Or maybe he said sarcastically, please, Brian, sarcastically.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
I'm a cop. I roll.
Yeah, I think saying it believable makes her more likely not to believe him than saying it.
Sarcastically.
Maybe that would give her more of
I don't know. He just seemed like so in on helping her. I just thought he was just going to be honest with her, and then she was just not going to say anything because she didn't like where the gang was going.
But I don't know. She didn't say anything. Did she say anything? No, she didn't.
No, she didn't tell anyone. And then
later she still didn't tell him because the other guy,
it was
the
dude who somehow got released by the FBI.
No.
They sent him back to his country.
This is what the.
When was that said?
No. He put him on a plane that. Joe Huff.
Brian Bosworth.
Why the fuck would they send him back to his country?
He told him
him in custody.
He told him not to come back. He said, don't let me see you back here again or something, mister.
Eric,
I wanted him to fail.
Yeah. Eric, I literally wrote...
what the fuck, shit? That's jeopardized
the left too many loose ends. So the thing was like they had the Bolivian thing, but also later in the movie, whenever he took out the semi-truck...
Yeah.
Remember he took out the semi-truck? He didn't kill the two guys in the front of that semi-truck.
Where did they go?
They drove away. And guess what? They saw him at the drop
but
5 seconds fucking before that.
They just drove away like It didn't blow up.
Their truck didn't blow up. He just blew up the thing and he was like, okay, later, guys. And he drove away. Also, he murdered Ice in broad daylight.
Well, he didn't murder him. He murdered himself. He drove
He knocked him.
Ice. Yeah, Ice, you know, I also have a note down too many... that I swear Ice had explosive rounds in that gun, and he had explosives on his bike.
Everything was very explosive in that scene.
Every time he did anything, it blew up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. He shot a car.
He blew the boat up. He blew the thing up.
Yeah.
He loves bombs.
Everything blew up. Everything was very flammable and blowing up.
Yeah.
Very unsafe. And like, very unsafe.
Motorcycle hits the thing. It didn't look like he was going that fast. So when he just explodes,
well,
I was like, I've been on the freeway and watched somebody get a motorcycle hit a car and he just went over it.
He goes over. And there was no momentum.
The bike
to that guy
goes down
either.
And he goes over.
There was
and
no
then
momentum.
The dude is just like was just on the ground. But yeah. I was like, why the fuck did he blow up instantly?
He just laid on the ground. He didn't. I thought he was gonna flip over the car, but he just fell off. And it was like,
yeah, I thought he's just gonna get fucked up by the car and then die that way because that's believable to me. Like I believe that
he had to blow it up.
It happens all the time.
But then he's just like, fuck you, cops.
Fuck you, Stone.
Also, that guy, did you notice who that guy was? Because the actor who plays Ice, as I was watching the movie, I was like, why the fuck do I know this actor?
He's been in a lot of stuff.
I know him from Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
He's one of the fucking goons in Dick Tracy. And I was like, oh, his fucking face.
He's in a lot of stuff. He plays a bad guy a lot of times in most of his movies.
Like a weird laugh or something.
He's in Raising Arizona.
Right.
He's John Goodman's brother.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Arizona. That's where I remember.
And it's more comedic role there. But usually he just plays a bad guy.
Bad guy.
And I've seen him a bunch of times. His name is something Forsythe. William Forsythe.
Maybe.
John Forsythe.
I'm just going to guess.
No, yeah. John we were Forsythe? Looking at it.
I don't remember. Sure. I thought it was the guy that played Charlie, because that's his last name. Charlie from Charlie's Angels. Because that's his last name in real life. But
when I said the name, he was just like,
oh that's Charlie from Charlie.
And then we watched the movie and he was like, oh, that's not Charlie.
That's not Charlie.
But
and then Lance Hendrickson was ripped as shit.
Lance Hendrickson, who is amazing. I honestly really enjoyed him in this whole movie.
I would like to point out one thing. Yeah. I would love it if bad guys wouldn't laugh after they say something. Just
don't laugh.
Just say the line. Don't say don't laugh. You know
that was his thing. He's the fucking Joker.
You know, but his jokes
about
were
chaos,
like,
"Chaos, dude." He said,
"I'm gonna reap your ass," and then the rest of his clan laughs.
Gonna reap your
rape it. And it'd be nice if he just said the line. I'm gonna rape your ass, and then everybody just looked around like, "Is he out of control?"
Is this his
just sort of looked at each
is
other?
Is this the
like,
catchphrase you want for him? This character?
I'm saying
get stoned.
That would have been
get your ass raped.
You just got stoned.
Oh my god.
No, I just would like a guy that's a bad guy not to laugh so much. Just say your fucking line and don't laugh. You don't need to laugh. It's not funny.
I was laughing every time.
Did you want?
So, but I do like Lance Hendrickson.
So
I thought he was.
Oh, no, he was
what's
really good.
What's nice is that you're doing what you think. You know this is not a movie. You know it's a stupid movie. This is not going to be a great movie, but you're all in anyway. He's an actor and he does his job.
He goes
he
all in
and he does a good job.
But I will say, if you look at his IMDb,
I mean, I only know like
you only know him Alien. From like Alien. And then everything else, it's kind of movies.
It's Aliens and
it's these type of movies which are like low budget,
poorly
written, insane films. And so I'm thinking, like, wow, I really like this actor, but he's so underutilized, and he just keeps doing all these shit movies.
He wasn't.
And I'm like, what the
fuck? He played the guy with the...
I'm going to have to believe you. I'm not
I don't know what you're saying.
Quick and the Dead.
It's a great movie.
Oh, the Western.
Yeah. He played a guy with, the cards on him, like the diamond. I think his name was Ace.
Is that the one with
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes,
thank
Stone.
You, Leonardo DiCaprio, where he gets killed.
And Sharon
Spoiler.
Stone.
Oh yeah, Sharon Stone's in that one. All right.
And wow, Gary circle. Sinise. And
talk about typecasting.
Can't put a face to that name.
Did you ever see?
I know the name, but I can't think of it.
Early on in the
Lieutenant
movie,
Dan.
Early,
Gary Sinise.
Oh, yeah. Early on in the movie, whenever.
Oh, but is he also in that Tom Cruise movie? No. Who's the guy in Born on the 4th of July?
That's Willem Dafoe.
Is that who that... why am I mixing...
Because they're Vietnam movies, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's
Lieutenant
what it
Dan was in Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I know, I
know. About Tom Cruise?
I know. I think I'm one of the few people that don't really care for Forrest Gump.
Yeah, isn't that Tom Cruise?
Boo!
Yeah, boo me. I know. Everyone boo. Boos me every
booty
time.
Boo you. Boo to you.
I'm just
okay,
like,
go ahead, Aaron.
Booty you.
Booty you. Please.
It's not that exciting. We were, I was just going to talk about how big.
Excite the, me.
How big the guy was that he fought in that little pit.
Ooh, how
that dude,
big
he didn't
was.
Look big initially.
Yeah.
And then he takes his shirt off. And then all of a sudden, it's like he grew three sizes.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, what the fuck?
And when he was standing there next to him, I was like, that dude's ginormous.
And he's freaking, but he barely even tried to fight him. He would like lift him up and then he'd just be like, I can't fight him. He's lifting me. I'm just like, dude, punch him in the face or something.
It's hard to fight when you're up in the air.
I don't know. Do something.
I sent that clip. Like we were watching the movie, and I recorded like them fighting for a second. I sent that clip to Michelle, and then all she sent back was,
"You watching gay porn?"
All she sent back was nice butts, and I was
you
like, "Yeah."
Sent the G-string.
And I was like, "Early, it's true though. In like '80s, early '90s, like action flicks, or like just like even like Top Gun and stuff like that. Like these guys are always you know toned and like butts and like nice butts. You know what I mean? Whenever they're you know whenever they're shown shirtless and stuff and."
Shown shirtless.
Yeah, shown shirtless. Because like it's a little different. You know, they're filmed differently now. Whenever like there's a person shirtless or whatever. They're all filmed similar.
Yeah, there's
before.
Low pan up shots
yeah.
and there's
yeah.
oily and wet.
They're always oily. They're always wet. Yeah, they're always.
And, they're like...
and then right after he fights that dude, chains. That's Lynch.
Chains.
He's like, fuck my bitch. Like,
yeah,
fuck my girls.
Yeah, and but then he's like.
You're a skank. I'm not fucking you.
No, that's not what he says. He says...
You're dripping.
He says, do what you wouldn't give away someone special or something like that.
Yeah, that's what he tells. That's what he tells the girl.
Yeah, yeah, pretty girl.
And
which,
then she looks at him like, he called me pretty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm definitely going to awkwardly kiss him later.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah, I didn't get her motivation.
So she wanted some underdeveloped romance.
She didn't die in this movie. Oh, no, she did die. She got
shot.
She
got blasted in the
yes.
head, yeah.
He got shot. He shot her. Lance Hendrickson.
Yes.
But they didn't really show, which is odd to me, because the guy who he shoots the other dude,
yeah.
and you just see, it's like, blam, and it's like, blast, and then he like goes over the
they didn't
bar.
Have...
But then right when it goes to her, fire, and then it does this like quick shot,
yeah.
where it's just sort of the back of her falling, and there's
so
no blood or anything. And I'm
I think
like,
they wanted to do a headshot, but they only had enough money for squibs. Because me and Dad were talking about this
well,
after
I
the movie.
I was thinking it
that
was
it's
like
cheaper
women
to do
getting
squibs.
Killed
oh, yeah.
in the movie would have looked bad for them.
Oh, you were
I think
going with
that's
that?
What they were
I think
going
they just
for.
Didn't have the
maybe
budget.
Maybe they cut
at
it.
That time, you know what
even
I mean?
Even though like, this budget was $25 million.
Killing his old lady, man. He got new old ladies.
$25 million?
It made $9 million.
I'm not surprised. I think about a large portion of that went to Lance Henriksen.
Well, maybe, yeah.
Him and probably Brian.
But it was his first movie, Brian Bosworth, like the
so?
Football guys.
He's a football player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I'll sign a contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want $10 million.
You know, yeah, you ever seen Jerry Maguire?
Yeah.
That's true. That's what? True. Show me the money. That's true. Dead air.
I looked up the director who made this movie.
Oh, I did not.
And I've seen,
what else has he made?
And I've watched two movies of his.
What do you got? What's the other movie?
With Al.
Oh,
well, well.
And one of them is called Hard Target.
Wait a minute. That's with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yep. Jean-Claude Van Damme. I'm
talking like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Is with Jean-Claude Van Damme where he goes to New Orleans,
New Orleans
and it's
yes.
fucking amazing.
I
it's
remember
an
that
amazing
movie.
Is
who
and
is
the
girl? The
other one is called I think it's called Dark Angel with Dolph Lundgren.
I don't know that one.
And that's a weirder one. And he's it's also a cop thing, but it's like it's hard to remember it, but there's like I think there's like a supernatural element to it.
Yeah, I don't remember this one. I remember Hard Target with Jean-Claude.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What was the other one?
It's called Dark Angel.
Dark Angel.
That was a TV show. That was a TV show in the 2000s. No. In the late '90s, no, early 2000s.
Are you sure that's the name of that show? With what's her name?
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, Jessica Alba.
Was that? Yeah, I think that was the name of the show, wasn't it?
Jessica Alba.
Something Angel, but I don't remember.
I think it was Dark Angel.
I never saw any of those. I never saw.
Yeah. Now we're just showing photos on our phones.
Yes,
aliens. Yeah. It was about aliens. He's showing me the poster right now. It says Jack Kane, Houston.
Yeah, there's
Cop,
aliens. That's
human.
What
it was. Wait, what? Oh.
Yeah, because the dude's like white hair and he's like, he's like doing all weird shit.
Wait,
and I think
what?
It's the dude from fucking.
Read the tagline up there in the corner.
But if you read
sense.
The synopsis, there's no indication that there's any.
That there's aliens extraterrestrial.
Yeah,
so
no
these
indication.
Dudes, we don't have to talk about this, but this, what was that movie? Dark Angel with Dolph Lundgren.
Yep.
Some aliens come down and start taking people's DNA or something.
He's doing something. I remember him.
And then he comes across them and has to stop
were, like,
them.
Obliterated in that bar or whatever. It was a club. And he's like going around doing inspecting all
the
shit.
But the aliens aren't like a big eyed. Like, you know, bald-headed gray aliens. They're it's like they came from, Sweden or something. Like, they're like,
Sweden.
How long ago did you guys watch that movie?
Is that supposed to be a while. Twin Towers in the back?
The last third, what do you think of the end of this movie, Eric, where it finally got to the moment of them getting...
The climax
to the Capitol. Was it in DC
that guy
or was
on
it
fire?
In?
No, yeah, it was in. Cool.
Was it in Alabama?
It was in Alabama. Yeah,
it was in Alabama.
Alabama.
So they were. Yeah, with the whole everything happening and them.
That was supposed to be the
whole
appeals court in Alabama.
What was
the appeals court in Alabama? They
what?
Busted in. The plan was for him to dress as a priest, walk in. Nobody noticed him. Not one person. Not even the guy that was in the scene with him 5 minutes before that.
That he was shot.
Yeah.
You know, but that John Hunt.
Yeah, he sat right behind him. The dude didn't see him at all. Yeah. And I'm like, why? Because his hair's short now?
Yep. He didn't notice him. Well, you cut your hair and you look completely different.
You shave your face and you're completely...
It's just like the Marvel movies. Hat, sunglasses.
He should have put a hat of baseball. Also, anybody is allowed to go to this court case. Anybody.
That was weird.
They're trying to minimize the fact that they should only be allowing a small amount of people at this case if they're on high alert. It should have been just the motherfuckers that were part of it, the attorneys.
They literally released the
DA. That's all that should have been there. Yeah, they released the National Guard. It should have been all the judges that were there. And then the fucking attorneys, and then the defendant,
and the line is a fucking mess.
One of the things
when the people are walking into the place and they're checking them out, it looks like a fucking mess. I'm like, where's the fucking National Guard clapping down on organizations and stretching people out and checking them all out? Like they wouldn't just do it one at a time at the thing. It would be like they'd be fucking in fucking. Taking your shit, looking at your shit, you know, ripping it apart.
I didn't understand why they, you know, this is the appeals court for the state. I guess it's their appeals court. It was because there was multiple judges, but they made a decision right then. And I don't
think that's how it's done.
I think they.
Yeah, why was there so many judges?
They release a decision later, like they go into chambers and discuss it and
eat some lunch.
You know, they.
Spend,
I mean, not in the same day. I
10
mean,
hours.
It may same. Take, you know, a month or something.
And then,
I don't know.
And then he
gotta
clearly
speed the process for a movie. You know.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
Yeah. No. It's just month later. He's back. He's still in the priest.
Different
back in
clothes.
The courtroom. Yeah. He's in a different priest outfit.
He's
I swear
back
I washed
his facial
it.
Hair.
He's shaving in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah. And who put the gun under the table?
Yeah, somebody
for
clearly works.
Who the fuck did that?
And they
there
bothered nobody.
So
checked.
Many people of the Brotherhood all throughout
I'm like,
the world.
Yeah, I'm like the National Guard would be checking everywhere, doing everything. Like, what the fuck?
So,
doesn't make any sense.
So their plan was to go in there, murder everybody, then leave. Like, nobody
then
would follow them back.
One helicopter's going to come and help. I'm like,
and nobody's going to follow them back to their compound or. No, nope.
Yeah, what the
I mean,
fuck?
I didn't understand what the plan
D-Day.
Was.
D-Day.
Just to kill some prosecutor?
Nazis. D-Day.
Also, why didn't... why didn't Chain, like, he was like, I ran out of bullets. Just put another bullet in and shoot him. Put another bullet in.
Now he wanted to make an example.
Why did he want to make an example of him? I'm confused.
Actually,
fucking villains.
He's the angel.
Stupid villain.
Yeah, he was the James Bond of this movie. He wanted to fuck every fucking chick.
Didn't he put three bullets in?
Fuck every.
He was a spy.
I think he didn't. He only shot two.
He only shot two. He was playing Russian roulette, right?
Yeah, it was fucking stupid. And, but, yeah, no, he like went and to shoot Brian, but after shooting the Bolivian, after shooting the his girl, he went to shoot Brian Bosworth, and then he was like, oh, damn, you win today. Like, I forgot what he said. And then their whole plan was to put him on the helicopter, tie a bomb to him, and throw him out of the helicopter. But where?
Where? Because they were like,
also, it wasn't that big of a bomb. Out. It was like a...
Yeah, they love the theatrics, you know, yeah. Like these terrorist groups, they love the theatrics.
Yeah, they were just going to blow. They were, like, there was already an explosion. And then also after the explosion and the helicopter was coming, nobody still was on high alert that there was something going to be happening. Because they didn't. That happened right before.
Yeah.
He started like, you know, the whole chaos inside or whatever.
And the police officers inside the courtroom.
Were really quick. Just, were really quick to their
just
guns.
Just stood there with their guns in their holsters and didn't pull their guns until he was shooting them. It's like in a movie where you take on one person
one guy
at a
time
in a fight. You know, it's like they just waited. Okay, he's gonna come to me now. Okay, now I'll get it.
Yeah.
It's like, why didn't you pull your gun?
He unloaded like a whole clip into that guy's back.
Yeah. I know.
He had a lot of bullets.
There's so many bullets in each one of those mags.
Yeah.
That is a giant clip, yeah.
I thought the mag would have been like...
Yeah. Yeah.
I never saw him reload, so I don't know.
He reloads once.
He did? Oh,
yeah. Okay. Or probably just once, maybe twice. Yeah. It's when What's-His-Face comes across him and the dude on the bike. When Brian comes across both them and he's standing at the end of the hall, and then he's they're both reloading at the same time.
Right.
And then obviously Lance is sort of struggling reloading his.
Let's just say they reloaded more than Chuck Norris does.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you expect? Did you expect? In the last movie we watched, Chuck Norris, he used a gun a lot.
He had unlimited ammo.
Yeah, he had unlimited ammo.
In a revolver?
In the Hitman. Yeah. Did you guys expect also for the guy that they were trying to break out of prison to actually do anything? He didn't do anything. He ended up just blowing up really easily on that motorcycle whenever when Brian Bosworth jumped off the helicopter into the glass.
What the hell was that?
He jumped through
glass and
he landed just fine.
He was such a poor drop. He's just like, like right into a wall, and he was just like,
"Yeah, like a,
I was like, what?
Like oh, and a he immediately right when he landed, he immediately like, punched a dude. He's like, "Wow!" Like,
I just wrote like, "How did he know? How did he even like know there was someone down there? Couldn't even see through that glass."
So he thought breaking through this glass structure, like jumping
idea.
Out of a helicopter, crashing through some glass, I don't know, greenhouse thing.
Yeah,
That was a good idea.
Yeah, he would just totally break his fall and he'd land.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Oh, and then...
Lucky for him.
And then I wrote right after that, because right after this, when he sees Lance Hedrick and they're doing the reloading thing.
The dude starts
driving his motorcycle at Brian. He didn't have a gun or anything. He's just like, fuck you, I want to kill you. And he's just like...
There's also a window right behind him.
And all I'm thinking is like, Brian's just like, blast. And just blast him, and I'm like, dude, I'm like, did this guy think he was going to outride a bullet?
Yeah.
Like, he was just going to, I'm going to be faster than
also,
this
let's bullet. Say, let's say he hits him. He was going to hit the window right behind him.
Yeah, no.
Or let's say he just dodges him like a fucking bull.
Step out of the way. You never actually saw him drive past him.
And then they did a Matrix thing. I guess that was the plan all along, was you're going to leap out of this window onto my helicopter or something. I don't know. He's like, I'm down next to the window.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know what the plan was.
But I will say when...
And they blew that helicopter up.
Yeah, it goes right out. And then Mac's dad is flying the helicopter and just instantly blows the helicopter up. And I'm like...
Everything explodes.
Everything is just wired to go off. Like, so hard.
80s were very, or 90s, 80s, 90s, were very popular.
Do you think it would have been a better movie if they had less explosions?
No.
Or more explosions?
I think it would have been a better movie if there was more blood.
Okay, blood plus explosions. So they missed out. They had the explosions, but it just felt too dry. You needed some of that.
I mean, the gushy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like when the guy, when he stuck his hand, gutless his hand into these tire.
Yeah. Did we even get to see his hand after?
No,
he was in a.
He never
what
showed it.
What the fuck?
It was in like
it's
a
thing.
They never referenced it like. Nope. That happened to me, and you know, and he puts it up on the table, kind of thing.
He had a bandage on his last scene where he died.
Yeah,
because he was in the building with him, and he was like looking at Brian Bosworth, like, "Get me out of here!" Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
that
I
didn't
here.
Understand that guy.
My thought was like, maybe
he got built. He got killed.
Maybe they had a choice whether they could do a lot of boobies or a lot of blood. And, you know, the rating system was like, look, you could do the blood and you're going to be R-rated. And if you want to do boobies right after that, it might push you into NC-17 because you're doing so much titties. Or you could just do one or each.
There's a little bit of blood near the end.
So they just went with titties instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what was happening. I think, honestly, that's what was going on.
Because I bet they filmed a scene where the hand goes into the...
Yeah, because like, I'm not looking for
gore. Do you know
how
much that would have cost?
I just want like a
it
little
cost $25 million, this movie. It would have cost him a million? I don't know.
The set alone at the compound must have been a cool, you know, $500,000.
Oh, man,
that was a big...
I feel like that shit already existed.
Yeah,
and they just added a few like fences.
Did it feel like they were driving around a maze in the court? Yeah, like of marble walls, tall marble walls.
They were driving
the
around
motorcycle
a lot. They could have gotten out.
It was
of,
like
yeah.
just turning every corner, and it was the same. Just
well,
like
they, it looks the same
structure that now, they were just stuck in.
Well,
a,
would he burn rubber on that floor? That they had to replace that floor, so you know that cost. That right. cost
maybe that was
or they put something over the ground to look like marble, but it wasn't. And also, that's when the motorcyclists when they show up in the truck, and the truck opens, and then the motorcycles come out, they're coming out at full speed.
Yep.
And my brain is thinking, well, the truck's not that big, and there's like six of them coming out of there.
Yep.
If they were all going full speed out of there, they would have collided into each other. Like, there's no...
They were in there...
That didn't make any sense to go from zero to fucking, like, they're going 60 out of the fucking thing. I'm so just like, it's not a Tesla motorcycle.
I just never understood their plan. Damn. Just to kill the one guy and to somehow save, obviously, a biker gang member that is too much trouble than he's worth.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, that guy's, you know, he's unhinged, you know, going in and just blowing away, you know, Preacher Man or whatever. I mean, what's the point in trying to save that guy? I didn't understand it.
Well, my thought was...
They should have killed him.
Well, yeah, it would have made more sense of like, oh, this guy knows a bunch of information about their gang and they can't let it leak. So then we're going to go and fucking kill him.
Kill that guy.
That would have made more sense to me. But the fact is like, no, we're going to just... kill our entire gang off and murder a bunch of innocent people just to rescue this one bald guy who murdered a priest.
Yeah, they didn't talk about their ideology a lot. Like, you know, oh, we want to get rid of religion.
Yeah, is it
you know, and, you know, like, we hate religion, so fuck.
Is it an anti-religion thing? Because he comes in, Lance Henriksen comes in a priest outfit.
Yeah,
and he does.
And so I'm
make,
like, okay, is that the connection?
And he was talking about God in
he does
the movie.
Make reference.
And he talks about Lucifer going to, like, is he super hooked? And then the cross on the back is in flames. And
well, he said, "This is my flag," or whatever. He was referencing
this
back
is my
his
press,
cross,
is my
the
cross.
Press,
yeah.
And he was talking about it.
Yeah,
hey, maybe they were. Maybe they were the.
I just wish that was
anti-religion gang
or talked about.
It was too subtle. Gang.
There should have been an intimate moment with chains. And
Brian Bosworth.
Brian, where he's opening up a little bit to him and talking about him and how he started the gang and all. I don't know.
Can
just
we get the Snyder Cut? Please?
Connect.
What was
Let
their,
me give a fuck.
What was their business
before you make them absolute turds?
You mean how did they make money?
Yeah, all I remember was, they when they went and they collected money was that at a prostitute whorehouse? I don't know. And all it was that she got lost was $400. And he gave it to her.
Like, and he had just it in take his pocket. The fucking money. Just Jesus Christ!
I thought it was $400,000, but it was $400.
And then he gets comically blown up.
And he goes
when he they show his face, and I'm like, I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of
he looked
grenade
like
victims.
He looked like Harvey Dent. He looked like Harvey Dent.
Yeah, he looked like one of the warriors, like in that movie, The Warriors. He looked like a guy from one of those gangs, like that. That character, yeah. That guy that was playing. I don't know. It was something to do with his hair.
No, he looked
like
a
70s hair.
He looked like, hey, what the... Yeah, he looked like a Fonzie type or something. I'm like, what the fuck's going on in here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you said Harvey Dent. I was thinking his name's Tool. Oh. Toolface.
Toolface.
Harvey Toolface Dent.
It's Harvey Toolface.
No, and then he comes in. I thought, also, like, when they all come in there to see him, I thought he was going to... kill him or something. I don't know. It just like the.
It seemed creepy. Yeah.
It seemed creepy and weird, and I couldn't figure out what his motives were. But it's like, no, he just wanted to come and visit him and just be a weirdo, and then force that girl to marry him. And then they did get married. You see it in the background of a shot.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's Brian's talking to. It's the scene where he's like, "I am a cop," to the girl in the background. They're riding away on a motorcycle, and they're throwing like the rice and stuff. And they're like,
wow, very good. I didn't catch that.
I went, holy shit, what the fuck? Wow. I was like, nice movie. I'm like, you didn't try super hard on a lot of stuff, but you tried.
Didn't he make reference to the fact that he was missing body parts and what's his face looked under the blanket? Was he missing body parts?
No.
His legs or whatever?
No, I think he wanted to just. Yeah, I don't know. I think
he said,
he was...
like, your dick's still there. And then he was like, kill me, please.
I know. He went,
I'm like, wait a minute, that's good news. Don't. If my dick was blown off, then I'd be like, kill me.
Oh, I
still
thought he
didn't want to live that way, bro.
It's always sunny. I'm just thinking.
He didn't want to live with that.
Yeah, that's right. He was all fucked up.
But he got to marry
so
the
then he,
hot chick.
Yeah,
so.
Forced the marriage.
Oh, and by the way, not to disparage biker girls, but them girls, biker girls, pretty much do not look like that.
Hey,
my dad used to
be
in a bike. No, he used to be in a biker gang.
So he knows about all the biker
girls.
One or two.
I'm sure they start off. I'm sure there's girls that start off cute, but they end up getting rode hard.
Well, maybe. Maybe oh my god!
Put away wet.
Yeah, maybe later. Road maybe later, hard. If we see a sequel of the Brotherhood,
there's a
Road Hard.
Oh my god! They have a contest.
It's called Road Hard.
Well, they have a contest.
Stone Hard.
What is that where they get together, everybody goes with the bikers, and they all get together, and where is that, in South Dakota or somewhere?
I'm not sure.
It's a big rally, biker rally. All people that aren't in gangs or whatever, they all go and
they just
big bike,
just motorcycle appreciates.
What is it called? It starts with an S.
Yeah, you got me all. I mean, I
anyway, they
feel like Lappies.
No,
motorcycle rally.
No,
yes,
no.
That's close.
Slappy Daps.
Al, did you get it?
No, it's
no. I'm looking up something.
Anyway,
else.
No. There's a. They have a.
I'm looking up a Twitter, dude.
They have a. They have a thing where they girls ride on the back of the motorcycle and they dangle hot dog, and the girl. A guy's riding a motorcycle.
Are you making this up?
No,
Sturges.
Sturges. And the girl.
You've heard of this?
Grabs
I've heard of Sturges, but I.
She grabs the hot
dog. I haven't heard of this, though.
As they're riding by. It's sort of like. It's this weird contest.
That's odd.
Really? Okay. She has to bite the wiener.
Wiener.
And how many of these women fall off these bikes?
The show that I was watching, which was about Sturges. Didn't show anybody falling
off.
Oh,
no, Aaron, the wiener bite.
Okay, I got it.
The wiener bite.
Wait a minute.
Please click it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna watch a video.
Exactly.
Hold on. This is a.
This is
a demonstration.
Oh, yeah, it's a demonstration of the wiener bite that
for Sturges.
There you go. That's
oh, you dumb.
So we're just watching it. It's a video.
You got to
drive. She's going for. She didn't even try.
Then riding on a bike and then
a guy. He's got to drive through. Can we explain this? Can we explain this? Because
okay. So the guy's riding with. It's just a bunch of old bikers, and they're Well, except that's a young biker.
Oh my God! What does it matter about? It doesn't
Everything
matter.
Everything you
age.
Say now is false.
It doesn't Bikers. Matter about the age.
It's just guys with motorcycles, and the girls look, are on the back. And,
look,
and
Dad already explained what it was, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, well, look. Okay, I got you.
And she got a bike.
The biker has to drive slowly.
Comment. Yeah, he does.
He has to drive with these fucking big.
Yeah, they're
Harley
not driving 90
Davidson
miles.
Fucking motorcycles.
What's the top comment? I need to know.
And there's a
you better a make that top comment.
There's no comment.
There's
be
no
be the first
Damn,
to comment.
Sheep biting whore.
Be the first to comment on the wiener bite at Motown.
Well, go to
Hog go chapter.
To just wait, just watch Stone Cold. Why wasn't this in the movie?
Yeah, that should have been in the movie. But instead, they had the ever popular "Shoot the can off my head."
Oh my God! At the beginning,
wow, we
dude.
Didn't talk about that.
Hey, shoot the can off of me!
What the fuck was that?
That was the stupidest thing.
That didn't make any sense to me.
No sense.
Neither of them were aiming at all.
Nope.
The one guy missed like a bunch of times, and then he was like, "Oh, you can't hit it here. Put it on my head. Now hit it," and he hit it perfectly.
And then the other dude just open fired on the other
with
guy.
How was he not being hit?
He shot with a machine gun, by the way. And
with that gun, it would have blew him up.
With that gun, it would have. And he was not holding
it
steady.
It was Ice's gun.
He was just shooting. It was stupid.
He was a crack shot, dude.
Yeah, it was.
He was a beamer.
Right. Crack, crack, crack.
That beginning scene was
Hollywood's
insane.
Version of
it would have been funnier
of a motorcycle.
It would have been
Nazi
funnier
gang.
To me, and it would have showed how reckless they are if the dude that Ice was aiming at with the thing hit the can, but also obliterated that guy and killed him as well. And then they all just cheered, and then they moved on.
Yeah, his head got blown off. That would have been cool.
I would have been like, yeah. All right. Well, I know they're insane and reckless.
And that would have been reality.
You know? So, Eric, what'd you think of the Die Hard ending?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that too, Die Hard.
Dad pointed out Lethal Weapon / Die Hard ending. Like, because it's legit like...
Oh, yeah, Lethal Weapon.
It's legit like...
It's a combination of the two.
Yeah, it's a combination of the two. So Lethal Weapon came in 87, Die Hard came out in 88, this movie came out in 91. I don't know how long this movie was written before it came out.
2 months.
It might have been written right before. It might have been written like 7 months before and then, or 7 years before, and then they took pieces and put them in other movies, because that happens all the time. But the end of this movie is literally the guy that doesn't want to be out, like, he's scared of the streets. You know what I mean? Like Al from Die Hard was scared, like, you know, didn't want to be out in the streets anymore because he shot a kid or whatever. He hadn't held his gun in a long time. They had the unfocused shot from the guy that got shot, like how they unfocused from Al.
But the only, I'd say the only connection between Al from Die Hard and that guy are just that they're cops.
They're cops that weren't on the streets.
No, well, I know, that guy
that
is
didn't
not,
want to be on the streets.
He's not hard.
Was on the streets still. It's just that he hadn't used his gun.
Yeah, in a long time.
And I think that's what the connection with the gun there. And then with this guy, it was just that he
Millie Mouse.
Yeah, he was just a complainer, and he complained all the time.
Yeah.
Al didn't complain.
No, Al was bad.
Al was
great.
Helpful. To
well,
him,
the
to,
shot
to John
was a combination of the two. The fact that
it was just you, the unfocus, the
yeah,
the
and
focus,
then he says some fucking
the guy pulls the gun.
Yeah, well, obviously,
but he pulls the gun. Like Lethal Weapon from a cop.
Yeah,
exactly.
Which, who shoots him in Lethal Weapon?
They do, the two of them.
Yeah, they both shoot him. Okay.
Riggs and Murtaugh.
Yeah.
Shoot him. But
he's blimey.
And this and Die Hard, Al shoots him. But it's the combination of the two where does Hollywood think that's how people are arrested, by the way? That they just cops just hold a guy up.
I guess
they don't handcuff him.
They don't
do anything. They
yeah,
just,
I know. I know.
This guy has just annihilated a whole courtroom full of people, blew up shit.
I know. Even if he was fucked up to oblivion by the dude, they would have still handcuffed him.
They would have handcuffed him. And they would have beat him up a little bit. Okay?
And I
That is irritating. But I also find it like the how they look at audiences, how like I'm not going to notice... Literally 3 years before that. Like 4 years before that. If it was now,
Yeah.
They would hope, like, oh, maybe didn't somebody didn't notice 30 years ago it's, we did this shot.
I saw it
but
coming.
3 years,
they,
4 years.
Also, and it's like a more popular film.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
those movies are way popular. Yeah, Die Hard was very popular.
Everyone's
going to
watch it and think that.
Lethal Weapon was very popular. What's up?
It's well, they're way better. But
yeah, of course.
I saw, as soon as they didn't handcuff him, I thought, oh, they're going to do that get the gun from the cop thing. And that's what they did. I was like, God,
yeah, he did call
so
it. He called
stupid.
It. Yeah, he did call
my,
it.
My thought also was, is that the dude, Stone or Huff or whatever, he like fucks him up yeah, to the point where I'm like,
he goes down the stairs.
I'm like, Lance would not be able to do anything.
Nope.
Yeah.
Like that dude is massive and he's just fucking bashing you into oblivion.
And
like,
he's rolling downstairs.
And yeah, like you would just, you wouldn't have the, you know, conscious, like you wouldn't be able to sense shit around you. Probably you'd just be, your senses would be wrecked for like hours. But he's just like, nope, grab the gun. And then what's crying. The partner say? Can't remember what he says. Makes a joke.
I don't remember.
You just got stoned.
Let finish
oh my
this.
God. Yeah. It would have been funny. It would have been funny if his captain came in real quick at the end of that and was just like, "What do you got to say about yourself now, yeah, Joe Huff?
You got to explain like, this.
Yeah, you got to explain this whole fucking mess now."
There's 100 people dead.
Yeah, and then he's like, double the suspension time.
Yeah.
6 weeks.
Clean up in courtroom.
He's like, but the FBI said they could get me out of it. And he's like,
well, yeah. Clean up in courtroom 4.
Oh, my God. That would have been so
that
funny.
That would actually have been hilarious.
Oh, my God.
And it would have
on
been
court adjourned.
There you go.
Damn it.
There you go. That makes sense.
That's better.
Oh, my God.
He like goes and finds a gavel.
Oh,
he's like,
my God.
Like,
yeah, that was pretty.
And you may be seated.
Yeah.
That would have been pretty funny. Yeah, you could have used any of those. That would have been pretty good.
We follow that up with him just walking out.
And he leaves.
And he just keeps walking
he's
toward
bloody
the camera.
As fuck.
And the camera's just...
He's fucked up. He's bloody. Nobody... No EMTs don't run up to him. Nobody runs up. Sure, you need any help? Nothing. He's just like, I'm going to go home and
nobody,
feed my...
You know what I never understood?
I was
going
to say iguana.
Wouldn't people who aren't on the up and up...
I was going to say lasagna.
...think that he's one of the motorcyclists?
Well, did you
he
see
He still looks like a motorcycle. He's just walking out and he's
he
all
bloody.
He walks like,
through the crowd and they all just start staring at him.
Everyone's like,
they walk... They look at him and he walks through the crowd. No, but nobody says, hey, you need to file a report on this by tomorrow morning, okay? So
exactly. He's got a lot of
just
paperwork
left.
To do.
He's
he a fuck ton of paperwork
nobody,
to do.
Nobody, nothing, nothing. I guess, okay, whatever. That's why he got suspended in the first place. He didn't turn in his reports on time.
Yeah, he doesn't turn in his paperwork.
And they got mad at him for it because he doesn't play by the rules.
There you go.
We forgot about the one-liner that Lance Hendricks, he says, welcome to my slaughterhouse.
Oh, yeah, welcome to my... And then proceeds to get absolutely
ass
devastated.
Then he gets
he doesn't have the upper hand at all during the entire fight, which I thought he would at some point like have a knife or something, or something sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, but he didn't.
Nope.
Yeah, I should have wounded him.
They don't carry knives.
Yeah, he didn't even wound him. I was like,
or do the whole gladiator thing where they wound you before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're on their level, you know?
Yeah.
You're bleeding out. You're...
Oh, yeah.
I like that. I like it.
Well, it was... You know, it was, you know.
Exactly.
Right. Good
exactly.
review.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. After watching this movie, what do you guys give it out of 10? Or
woo!
Whatever you guys want to grade. Well, whatever you want to grade it on. If you want to do it out of 10, I want to do it out of 5. If you want to do it out of 3.
I prefer the 5.
All right. What do you got? Dad, you go first since you're our guest.
I would say that, you know, he's not a bad actor. I think
you didn't show a picture of him now, but I think he should be on Sonny.
I couldn't find one.
I think they should hire him for Sonny. He could play sort of that, remember Rowdy Roddy was on there?
And oh, Rowdy Roddy
Piper,
do some
sort of shit like that. That was hilarious. I love that. That was great. He'd be
rest
cool.
In peace.
But anyway, he's not a bad actor. I was surprised that he actually said his lines. And
He said his line.
It felt
nice. He spoke.
Basically, he didn't take you out of the movie.
No.
No, not one person took. Yeah, the movie was so crazy that it didn't take me out of the movie.
But no, and his outfits once in a while took me out of the movie. But otherwise, it was a ridiculous movie. So no, he didn't take me out of the movie. And you know, you had Lance Henriksen and that Forsythe guy who plays sort of the same character every time. But that's okay. You know, he does what he does. So kind of, you know, there was some decent actors. But the script wasn't great. Kind of stupid. Didn't make sense. Kind of ridiculous. So, but, you know, I'd give it 2 stars because it wasn't terrible.
All right, 2 out of 5.
You know, 2 stars.
That sounds terrible.
2 apples.
Nicely done.
You wouldn't rewatch it?
No, I wouldn't watch it again, no.
Does it
not
have
a rewatch.
To be a 3 to rewatch it?
For me it would be.
Except or is it a in the rating system, I mean.
No, I would depends
on your rating system, yeah.
But not often. 3 is you'd rewatch it but not often.
Yeah.
4 is
No, that's like going like The Room or Birdemic. Like The Room and Birdemic are really low to me, but like I'd rewatch them.
Weird.
You know what I mean? They're like 1s but you'd rewatch
them. Schindler's List is a 5 and I would never rewatch that movie again.
Low rating.
Yeah.
Would rewatch
it. Yeah, exactly. There's like fun to it.
What about a Serbian film? You want to rewatch that?
No, I would never rewatch it. I've seen it once. I'm good. I don't want to see it again. Okay.
Bring
no, there was some movie. I don't remember. The other day I was watching some review on it.
Oh, I thought you were like
an introspective on this movie. And I don't remember what it was. I think it was maybe French or German or something. It was just about a bunch of like rich psychopaths that get together. This was probably made in before the 60s, I guess. Or
the 50s?
Yeah, what was before the 60s? I'm thinking it was 60s or before. But they do is the whole movie is just like a torture porn film, you know? And they have these people in there, and it was just like there was no real plot. There's no real plot, kind of.
Is it that the. Is it. No, that's not.
No, they have dialogue and they make people do shit, you know? Okay. It's just kind of a psychological thing
What's
as well.
That one, Manos?
It's not just. What is it's that not one? That's a, like a cult. A slaughter. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It was fucking disturbing.
Great.
Thankfully, don't remember what it was called, but I could look it up. I think I'll do that right now.
Wait, wait. You're not going to give your score?
Why'd you bring that?
I think
up?
I can show you. Yeah, the what was movie your?
Why did I bring that? Yeah. Serbian film.
It's just his train of thought.
I had to get that out of me. I don't want to keep that in me anymore.
Yeah. If you know the name of this movie, please go on our Instagram, Family Rides Together, and comment in the below.
I'd put this movie at a 1 because I never really want to.
Watch it again.
I don't. It's not fun enough as an action film to want to watch it again.
That's true.
Like when you have Jean-Claude Van Damme, and you know, it's like, it's absurd, and like,
I think there's some fun element to like a nostalgia factor of like
he pulls off the mullet
of knowing the actor, the main actor to it as well. And since I don't know the main actor,
I do,
and he hasn't like become really popular. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can watch a Dolph Lundgren, like an old Dolph Lundgren movie, and be like, "Oh, there's fun
there's
to
a
be
scene,
had." Cause it's
there's
like
a scene
Dolph
where,
Lundgren,
where Jean-Claude stands on 2 motorcycles. Does he have a gun at that point too? He's riding 2 motorcycles, like with a fucking curly mullet.
Yeah,
you know, through Louisiana.
Yeah, that's
you know,
movie.
Yeah, like it's exciting. It's got some exciting
and it's the
funny
same director,
elements.
So that's
this just wasn't exciting and funny enough to me.
The Hard Target movie.
Probably after this.
Well, you know, he got better in his action sequences.
I thought the Nazi thing was over the top. They didn't have to be Nazis.
They didn't even mention it. So.
Exactly. They didn't bring it up enough. It wasn't significant enough to be.
2 years after.
I got you.
2 years after what?
I got you.
I thought he was saying 2000, and I was like, that can't be right.
No, I got you. I got it 2 years after. The movie, the Sean Claude, the... Sean Claude.
Sorry, we're making blowjob gestures.
Yeah, the Sean Claude.
I was just jerking.
We don't know why.
Sean Claude.
Whatever the fuck his name is, was 2 years after, Al, of this movie. That's what he's talking about. That's when that movie was made.
Hard Target.
Oh, hard target.
It's a
okay.
hard
he had a
target
bigger, he had a bigger
to
budget.
Louisiana.
Yeah, oh, and the music in this movie was special.
I don't even remember.
That's right. Yeah, you don't remember.
I should have paid more attention.
It was
Fuck.
Awful.
I don't. Oh yeah, some of the music. Yeah, yeah, it didn't really match with the motorcyclist vibe at all.
At
what was
all.
It like? A Hallmark?
It was no.
No,
I don't,
it just sounded more like bad. Alternative rock just, rather than like some like hard rock.
Wait, didn't they have? Oh, they had a hair band in the. Oh yeah, I forgot about the titty bar. They had
you mean
a hair
tit for tat.
Yeah, is that what it was called?
That was what it was called. Yeah, that's what it was called.
They had a hair band, a rock hair band, in there in the bar.
Yeah, and then you know what was weird about that is when he goes in there and then they're like, he explains to the dude, the other his partner or whatever. He's like, yeah, the motorcyclists come in here and get their rocks off staring at the girls.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think that's a fucking given, you moron.
Yeah, I didn't understand
that. He was explaining that to the FBI.
Of a titty bar.
Yeah.
He was the FBI.
This guy was a titty bar.
The FBI was overall naive in the film.
They're so stupid.
I don't
know. Again, that was a very common like 80s night. Again, they did it in Die Hard. The cops in the military were very just like,
they're shooting at the lights.
The two soldiers when they come on the bridge are just like, hey, come on, just show us your stuff, your, you know, registration.
Hey, come on, guys. We got to do this.
It won't even take long. We'll
they're
just hurt.
They're so relaxed about it. I'm like, bro, this is a huge squad.
No muzzle awareness whatsoever of their weapon.
It's like they forgot what their job was. Right. Like, there's a lot of motorcyclists going around trying to fuck this town up and take control of it. Let's just be nonchalant with these guys.
And you guys are all on motorcycles.
They were looking for... They were.
We have M14s or whatever the fuck we have.
They were looking,
and we have every reason to believe that you are those people, but they're not.
What was the name of the group?
The Brotherhood.
I can't remember. The name.
Like if they saw their registration, they would figure out.
It doesn't say Brotherhood
on
there.
Oh my God! It's them.
It says the Brotherhood.
Registered
under
the
his name.
Yeah, it wouldn't have mattered.
It says Chains, the Brotherhood.
It's right next to Organ Donor.
What's this stamp on the side?
Oh, that's my official symbol. It gets all very sexual with it.
By the way,
turns it over and then that's the symbol.
My card.
Way. The guy, one last thing here. The guy that was
terrible.
That they were trying to save, the bald guy. What was What was his name?
Priest killer.
I don't know.
His name. When they mentioned his name, they mentioned his nickname and then his last name.
Okay.
Like as if it was his actual name. That's not how they're going to present him in court. They don't say his nickname in court. It was so still. I was like, that's not his name. His
Bill,
mom and dad didn't
like,
call him Tank.
Cage?
Yeah.
Rimerson.
It was so stupid. I was like, wait.
Cage Rage Rimerson.
The Bulldozer. Cage yeah, Rage. Bulldozer.
I mean, hey, they presented the fucking lawyer with his nickname in it.
Whip, it's a new world.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Said his whole
brave
name.
New world.
They
you're
did
right.
say his whole name.
It was whatever his first name
why
was.
Why did
Dick
the...
Whip. Dick huh. Whip. Whipperton.
Why did the... Why did the DA have a fucking...
Whip?
No, yeah, like the middle... Like, why did he
because
have a nickname?
Because he cracks the whip.
That is such a stupid...
That's right. I think that was it.
That was
and
another
it
reason.
Was stupid.
Yeah. I mean, could it be from when he was younger? But what would that apply to? Was
his
he...
mom and dad used to whip him a lot.
Yeah. What was? Is it like a
or
fencing
or
class?
Or
like
the
whips?
Fact his last name is Whipperton, like and his friends called him Whip.
He was a national whip master or something. Like
maybe
a seven-time gold.
Like Indiana Jones.
All right. What's your score, Eric, for this movie?
I give it two.
No, his last name's Whip, and that's what they're going to call Sorry.
Probably. Well, I wrote a note about after I finished it. I wrote, you know, it really ramped up at the end there. And then I wrote, I wouldn't be against watching a sequel if they had made one.
Yeah, the sequel's got to be better.
I wouldn't rewatch this one. But I was after I watched it, I was like, I kind of wish there was a second one just to see
if
what
he did
that
his paperwork.
Would be.
I would like to see
it would just be him
to
an hour and a half of filling out paperwork.
Yeah.
And making slosh for his lizard.
And for his girlfriend.
Oh, what is that movie? And so I guess I would give it probably like a fucking 1.7. And the 1.7 is Lance. It's just him being in the movie. He was great, and I enjoyed watching every scene with him, even if some of it didn't make sense what his motivations were exactly. He was just fascinating to watch.
Yeah.
And so 1.7 from him, everything else.
I overrated this thing, I guess.
Zero.
You did? Well, I have to say I have to say something different. It's like a psychological thing. I can't say that would seem boring.
To say two.
Yeah, that's my thought process.
To be honest.
But I could have very well given it a 2.
Oh, okay.
Well, or a 1.7.
Feel like
I just arbitrarily said
I didn't
said
really
one.
Like this movie all that much, but
I didn't want to think
you
about
guys.
It.
Well, I mean, hey,
like you really enjoyed it.
Aaron,
what,
my one? No, we really enjoyed it.
Whoa, Aaron's turn so back
in,
was
he's in 28
induced.
He's in 28 movies, and in 8 of those movies, his name is either Joe, John, or Jack.
Whoa,
he's in 28 things.
What
but
about Nick Ivers?
He's got very boring
Hog
character names.
What the fuck? Brian his
Bosworth.
Name's Hog. Wait, what is it?
John
Revelation Road, the beginning of the end.
Oh
God, is that
the fuck?
It's a trilogy thing.
Hog.
But yeah, they're very boring. Like in his first like 4 movies, it's Joe or John.
Guard Garner. That sounds like a Green Lantern name.
John Lawless.
Yeah, they never gave him a chance.
Action star.
They never gave him a chance, and I have no idea.
He's in a Mad TV episode.
I think I assume he was the host. Oh. Of the Mad TV. Why are you tapping me?
One Tough Bastard?
Yeah, that's the next movie you did.
Oh, man.
I think that's the next movie you watch.
Yeah, that's the next movie you did. So, for this, especially with these kind of movies, like, for rewatchability, like, maybe once I watch multiple movies of him, then I'm like, fuck yeah, I know who Brian Bosworth is or whatever. Like, there's an element of like,
you know,
fun nostalgia when you watch like an old shitty movie with Dolph Lundgren and an old shitty movie with.
So he didn't have
Jean-Claude
the charm
Van Damme
right off the bat to hook you in as a Boswell fan.
Because those people,
whatever
Boswell?
His fucking name is.
I think it's because those people made good movies.
Yeah, what is it? It's Bosworth?
Is it John?
Yeah, it's Bosworth.
Okay, stop saying Boswell because you're confusing.
Bongsworth.
but he's not bad in this movie. I would love to see him. I would watch another movie with him for sure. I'd rather watch another movie with him. Not
he could
this
totally
movie.
Be a Terminator.
Yes.
Look at him in that shot.
Like 100%, I'd rather watch just more movies with him instead of this movie again.
With the bleached hair or not?
No
prosthetics, maybe or.
No bleach hair.
Or CGI.
Yes.
They could do whatever. I mean, he could wear fucking blue hair. I don't give a
CGI
shit.
CGI him and dub his voiceover.
There was a few dubs in this movie. If you,
but not on him, on other people.
I know, which was odd.
On the big dude that he fought in the circle. There was a dub on that
and the
guy.
Cop.
Yeah.
Which I forgot I wanted to talk about that,
which
but
cop?
We'll move on.
I think there was... What cop?
Which cop would be a
well, now
cool,
I'm curious. Which cop? Which before cop? I give my review, what's the cop?
Is the woman that Lance Hendrickson?
Oh, over, oh, the phone call?
What is his last name exactly?
Yeah, Henderson. Yes. The phone call. You're
D
talking about,
or no D?
Henrik.
Yes.
Henrik.
Henrik.
Like Heinrich. Henrik. It's not Hein, though. It's Henrik.
Oh, that's why
it's H-E-N.
Heinrich.
It's H-E-N.
Yeah.
I gave it a German flow to it.
Lance Heinrichsen. So he,
We don't know him.
No, he
personally
calls
that
woman. He's like, I want some fucking info on this on this dude.
Yeah.
And then she calls back like 30 minutes later in the movie.
Yeah, on the 10
day.
But...
And then is talking to What's-Her-Face like, it's like cross-reference with like
Joe
some guy
Huff.
Named Joe Huff. I had to have someone help me out with the computer with it. I'm like, bitch, how useless are you as a fucking inside police officer? You need someone to help you with the fucking computer?
I'm not sure what
computer?
Her job was.
And then all she does is say it's cross-reference with his name. Yeah. That's all you could find out?
Doesn't say that he's a cop.
Oh, Joe Huff, but then there's no other information about the guy.
No, and he had a
not
pretty...
like he's a cop.
He had a pretty good excuse, too. Mm-hmm. He's like, what, I have... He's like, I go by multiple names.
No, he's
names.
So nonchalant about
it. Yeah, he's like,
I go by multiple
names.
I got multiple names. I was like, dude,
which makes sense if you're a fucking criminal.
Yeah.
I'm and then she's just like, but she didn't trust him. I'm like, bitch, what the fuck?
Only cops have multiple names.
Yeah, as opposed to all the people with nicknames in your fucking group that probably have different names.
Cops. Yep.
And
it wasn't cool enough.
John Stone. I mean, that is a made up name.
Yeah, yeah, should
come
have been.
On, bitch.
Okay. Come on.
Come on, bitch. Should have been James Whirl.
But
some other weird name.
The movie would have been called World Cold.
Worldwide.
Hey, scroll down to his movies. You know, at the very beginning.
Scroll down to his movies.
Right. The second. Okay, he plays two people there, or is he? It's the same thing where he's a cop and.
I don't know. I haven't seen that movie.
John
Dad.
Gray. He plays John Gray and Wayne Garrett. So
in Midnight Heat.
Maybe this is a sequel.
Maybe. Let's see.
John Gray's a mild-mannered banker. Now gets hit by a car and loses most of his memory when he gets out of the hospital. His flashbacks, which do not fit with his current life after a strange telephone call and a murder attempt to his wife. Gray's wife is murdered, which he is Fork.
It's Fork.
Forced to go to LA in order to solve the crime and piece together his mysterious past.
That's Midnight Heat. That was a TV movie, Midnight Heat.
And he didn't make another movie for 5 years after that first one.
He was busy playing football. Or maybe
are you ready for some football?
Monday Night Football.
The only thing I remember about his football career is him getting bowled over by Bo Jackson. Because he was run over. Because he was a linebacker.
Rolled
Bo Jackson
over.
Was a running back, and he was, you know. That's all I remember, him getting knocked the shit out of.
I remember seeing him vaguely.
Yeah.
I could be a false impression.
Well, you won't. But I think that they should, whenever somebody's making a movie out there, movie world, hire him.
So
to play a part.
Sponsored by there Brian.
Sponsored by Brian Bosworth.
Yeah, make a movie.
We've rated his movie shit, hire him.
Well, he's not bad in the movie, and I'm sure.
Well, actually, the average.
He could play somebody's father.
When
or,
Aaron gives him a high score here, then what's the that? Average out.
No.
What are you giving him?
I was just going to say like 1.9, 1.8. But
wow. You get better than me.
Yeah. Holy crap. I topped the out. I feel stupid.
No.
I topped that out.
Well, you set the bar.
I don't make sense. Well, good, okay?
This is the problem of the first person who says the score, because then you kind of put the limbo line.
Okay. 7. I'm going to seem smarter than them and go lower.
No, it's...
next time I'm just going to say 0.5. So you guys go with that.
It doesn't matter the movie.
No.
Now we know how to gauge
Schindler's
it.
List, 0.5.
0.5.
Yep. Zero. Terrible movie. I was so depressed the whole time.
Yeah. Not a good movie.
I mean, geez, I didn't see
no, I would say
going on.
I would only. So here's the thing with my rating though is that I give it this rating for the basis of rewatchability of nostalgia factor because this
you
kind of movie is only rewatchable because of nostalgia. I feel like in general, it's the same kind of like it's not rewatchable because of a good movie at any point.
Yeah,
I would say that it might raise. Based off of more movies I watch with him.
Well, then watch
like
Old
this movie.
Dirty
all
Bastard
of a sudden might be a
two.
This movie might.
That's a rapper.
Old Dirty Bastard.
That's a rapper.
Wasn't that one of the movies up there?
No.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Wu-Tang.
The rap artist. Yeah. Wu-Tang Clan.
What was it?
Fucking One Tough Bastard.
One tough Old Dirty Bastard.
Yeah, this movie might raise to like a 2.5 as I watch more movies with him and be like, fuck yeah, I want to watch that, like his first movie again. Because it was fun in certain parts. Like the end was entertaining. I really enjoyed the beginning, even though it was ridiculous. That very beginning part, I was just like.
The beginning's great. Because
it was so insane. like I said, it reminded me of RoboCop. That beginning scene, the constantly cutting to the
nonsense.
TV with Whippert on it reminded me again of RoboCop.
And then when he's like
very
looping.
He's
looping the death thing over and over again. That was weird.
It had very like. It, like early 90s movies still feel very 80s, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know, but for now, since I don't know this
but
person,
for now, signing off,
1.8 1.8 out.
You're going dad's rating, all
right, everybody, out.
Yeah, out, but great. That's about it though. I mean, it's
would you recommend
there's
this?
Probably somebody that has like a cult following to
would
this
you
movie
recommend
that's watched
this,
it as a kid.
Well, the guy who did the directing, who did the stunts for the movie, he also did the stunts for Predator.
Oh, okay, cool.
Just a fun fact. And he's also done a lot of stunt work.
Yeah.
For like, it said like 80, 90 movies or something.
Yeah.
I was like.
There's some fun stuff. It's just, like Al said, you know, there's like there's certain things that don't need to be in the movie. Like there's no reason to.
There's like the middle call period them
Nazis.
Is the
slowest there's no reason
part.
To have them as Nazis. There's
yeah,
no
they
reason.
They should have done the plot line tie in with the yeah. DA.
There's kind of yeah. no reason to
twist
have the
something.
There's no reason to have the Italian mob.
Connect, yeah. Like
there's
connecting
no,
those two elements yeah. would have made sense.
Yeah, there's no reason to have certain things in this movie, and like, and I feel like somebody was right. There was probably more to the script, and then they forgot to cut out certain things. They were like, "What? It's in the script. We got to film it." Oh fuck! All right.
Yeah, but we, for some reason, he wants us to see his dick and balls and the ass and his G-string. We have to put that scene in. Okay, but we have to cut out like. Essential plot shit. Just cut it.
First off,
in the
it would have been
balls.
Hilarious if his ass wasn't
yeah,
a G-string.
Yeah,
it was just a regular Speedo. But
well,
it was
a Speedo, but the front of it
yeah.
is like...
Oh, yeah. It looks like
a canopy,
the
but
it would have been great
no...
if it was a thong.
Yeah, it would have been funny. Yeah, right. Rode up
yeah.
really high on
yeah,
his back.
It would have been so great.
I mean, after seeing the shit he wore right before that,
yeah.
I wouldn't... You're not... You wouldn't be really surprised at all.
I started questioning his sexuality when I saw him wearing
I mean, and then he denies the girl... And then I was like, oh, maybe oh, yeah. he's pretending to be straight, but he's gay.
So he just hired a girl to lay in his bed naked with him?
Or you know what it made more sense when he pushed that girl off if he was like, I'm in a relationship. I'm committed to this woman who... And then yeah. we're like, oh, the woman from his bed.
Yeah.
And then it shows he's committed and he's a good guy.
No, he didn't.
The end.
The end. Movie ends.
Nope, he never saw her again.
Yeah, yeah. We
but
never
he did
see
make
her
sure that she got to work on time.
Hey, yeah. you got to get up for work. You're an hour late.
Yeah. Two.
Yeah. You're probably fired, but, you know, whatever.
The average score, it gets a 1.64.
Yeah.
1.64.
1.69. Oh. For all the... Oh, yeah. And then I was telling Eric that this movie had a Game of Thrones vibe where the first half of the movie... A lot of titties. Very little titties in the second half.
Yeah.
But more action.
Good
in
point.
The second half.
Good
more
point.
Way
action,
more
yeah.
action.
Yes.
A lot
it
more
was
blood.
Exactly.
Very
like
Game
the
of Thrones.
Game.
Very Game
the
of Thrones.
Thrones. Just as good. So
yeah, yeah. Just as good as
Game I mean the ending.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
The last three seasons. Sure.
Oh god damn.
And if you want to watch the movie, it's free on YouTube.
If you want to watch this movie, it's free on YouTube called Stone Cold. Type in Stone Cold Film. If you type in Stone Cold, you'll just get a bunch of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Or just Stone
clips.
Cold Movie, whatever.
Yeah, Stone Cold Movie, Stone
Brian
Cold
Brian Bosworth, you'll find it.
Basically, you would recommend this to the audience, though.
What,
sure,
the
like a one-time
cartoon?
Watch.
Oh, the movie.
Just watch it once. It's
yeah.
it's interesting and weird and stupid.
Get high, yeah. have a drink. You'll probably enjoy it better.
Get yeah. high. Have a drink.
Yeah, this isn't unwatchable.
Get crossfaded.
Yeah.
This isn't an unwatchable movie by any means.
Yeah. Get a little dizzy.
Get fucking loopy and you'll have a good time.
You know, yeah. Make a game of it.
All right, guys.
Don't. Please don't.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Enjoy that experience.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, John. Thank yeah. you.
Thank you, God.
Jesus. It's John. John's the only one that's going to get this far. Nobody else. John's going to be the only one
that's
going to
be John. Michelle might tune in.
It'll be John.
Why?
Okay, well, John.
John,
have fun at work. Oh, I'm glad you're doing sitting there.
Yeah, at night. It'll be John.
You'll love it.
That's about it.
Jesus, no.
All right. Have a good day, guys. Later. Bye.
Have a good day, guys. Bye.